gentleman, I have a story to tell you of one slow decline. With a girl yanked down the street to break this man's heart. Oh Lord, I think I deserve a little better than this. I think I've earned it. So I'll just keep humming this song and hope you follow. Turn me over, roll me round to find the truth that I don't want found.
Podcast, rockwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. My name is Tyler Black, and God bless Mother Nature, because it's raining, Jim. Hallelujah, it's raining, Jim.
Lean back and Jim. Let it wash over you. Let it wash over you, man.
Jim is in the building. Drink it in, man.
Drink it in, man. What's going on, bro?
It's been a while, motherfucking Jim. Big nigga Jim Black.
Oh, man. Too long.
Yeah.
There was one night you had called me and was like, hey, let's podcast. I'm like, all right, cool. Text me whenever you get home. And then, like, I started playing WWE on PS4. And then I was like, how long has it been? I looked down. I'd been playing for, like, 2 hours, and it was, like, midnight or 1 o'clock. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on here? I didn't hear from him, so it's like,
well,
yeah, so
I think I sent you a text but it didn't send or some shit, but whatever, it's cool. We're in the building. So a lot of shit's going on in the last month since we've had a show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Rock and Wrestling Podcast is going to be motherfucking liggity live.
Can you dig it? Because I can. I know the fuck I can.
We still got to make those travel arrangements, but we're going to make that shit happen.
I do. I gotta figure it out. Like, because I've never really booked my own trip before. So, I got to.
Wiley, Philly.
Yeah. Wiley, Philly. Yeah. Trees? Everywhere trees?
I can guarantee you in Chicago it will not be everywhere trees. Maybe like, yeah.
I saw Batman.
Bums everywhere and delicious food everywhere. Delicious food, but yes. Not trees. Definitely not trees. Unless we go to Lincoln Park Zoo, which is free, we can do that.
Yeah, I like how you slipped into Templeton for like a second.
Fuck yes, Mark Sport. Yeah. So September 24th. I need to find these motherfucking details because yeah. This is probably going to be like the only show we have between now and then.
Yeah.
Let's see. So follow at Pod Slam Live on Twitter.
Please do that. I don't know if you saw,
but they announced us there. Fucking Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling are going to be there as well. They're on the lineup. Fucking we're going to be on the same lineup of Marty motherfucking DeRosa.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, wow. Cool. Okay, so we're gonna be in like good wrestling company. Like it's not gonna be like a hodgepodge of a bunch of different podcasts.
It is, but Marty DeRosa is gonna be there, so it's gonna be all right.
yeah. So fuck yeah, man, that's fucking awesome.
So go to arcaneaudio.net/podslam. This is for good cause. It's a podcast marathon for Connor's Cure, help fight pediatric cancer, which is a fucking bitch. Fuck pediatric cancer. Yeah. Let's take a look. So September 24th, there is supposed to be a location.
I think you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that was for pediatric cancer.
Okay, so the Bunkhouse Theater Bunkhouse Theater in Chicago, Illinois, in Logan Square. Get you niggas an address. I should really have this shit prepared, shouldn't I, Jim? But we wouldn't be rocking wrestling if we didn't.
No, we would not. Hell no. Not with all the technical problems we have.
Yeah.
That's
1910 West Irving Park Road, Chicago, Illinois. 60613, one stop off the Brown Line. So get your asses down there. If you're a friend of mine and you're in the Chicago area, want to come support your boy. And your nigga, big nigga Jim.
And me.
Stop by. New boy. Jim's first appearance in Chicago ever.
roll out the red carpet.
Yeah, we're going to see all the Dark Knight scenes and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to do that. I do want to do that.
So let's see. These are the shows that are a part of PodSlam. We got Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, which they just announced. That's kind of awesome. PodSwaggle, which I believe is the host podcast. They're the ones that run this. Our Father, I don't know. I think that's a podcast about Jesus. So we'll see what happens. Going hard
for Christ. So are we able to bring them the full T-Bird Sweet Jim Reaper experience?
We're not allowed to bring them the full T-Bird Nigga Jim experience. We are going to do it anyway. What is our problem? Rape them with our voices.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Too sweet.
Let's see. So Bad at Movies, which is about bad movies. RJ Hates Rap, which is a podcast out of New York about this guy that doesn't like rap music and his co-host who does, which seems interesting. I might check them out because it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds
fun. Talking Wild with Dan. I don't know what that is. Screamcast, Would You Stream It? I don't know. I think it's about Scream. A show called Picked Up. And, of course, Rocket Wrestling Podcast down there holding it down at the bottom of the list, which means we're the main event if we're at the bottom, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Sliding in Chicago.
Hell yeah, bro. Like, this is going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
I'm pretty excited to fucking get everything squared away and get there and fucking get down on some fucking Chicago action.
Yeah.
Because I need it. I haven't been anywhere.
Pizza.
Yeah, I haven't been anywhere since 2012 when I went to Florida, and I'm ready to go see some shit again. So
it's going to be a lot of fun. So, guys, come out. It's not just wrestling if you're one of the people that's to this show. And I don't really care when we talk about wrestling, but love hearing us talk about our bullshit lives and Jim getting pussy from time to time. Come on down and support us. Laugh at our jokes and act like you actually know what this show is about. Because I'm sure no one's going to know who we are, and I'm counting on that.
I'm excited for nobody to know who I am.
Yeah. Everybody's gonna be like, Jim's in town. We have to go.
Yeah.
How often does big nigga Jim come to your city?
And you don't know me. So it's like you're seeing like a new person. That's kind of cool. I don't know. Like, I'm pretty fucking square, dude. You know, I'm gonna fucking bother nobody. Like to fucking have a beer or two, smoke a joint, but.
Dugouts and low expectations.
It's the only kind I'm known for. That's my tagline. If I had a t-shirt, that would be the thing on the back. Dugouts and low expectations. Oh man. So yeah, dude, I'm really fucking excited to do this. Like, I don't know. This could be, I don't know. Do you think this could be like our moment? I mean, you said Marty DeRosa's there. I mean,
I think this could be a lot of fun.
A wheeler and dealer of Chicago. Chicago known fame.
I think this could be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to have Nigga Jim in Chicago, and I'm excited to do this fucking show because...
Yeah. Because...
I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, it doesn't. Rock and wrestling doesn't clap well.
And wrestling.
Yeah.
And wrestling.
So you gotta kind of have to budget a little bit with the beat. But yeah, I'm very, 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 very excited to do this. So.
Before we get into the big shit that just happened fucking 10 minutes ago, it's been a really long month. A lot of shit has happened. A lot of shit has happened. We had SummerSlam happen. Fucking Vice Principals going hard as hell.
I still need to get back on that.
How far into Vice Principals are you?
2 or 3 episodes, I think.
Did you see when they dropped acid?
No, I haven't.
Did you see when they went on the field trip?
You know what? Maybe I'm only on the second episode.
God damn it, Jim.
Because I was watching it week for week, and then I fucking fell off. So I started watching other shit.
What other shit?
It happens. There's so much TV. Sometimes it's going to happen.
Dude, you got to get on this shit before Flash comes back, because that's coming back in like 2 weeks.
Well, get back before Flash comes. Flash comes back in 2 weeks?
Something like that.
No, it comes back in October.
Are you sure? Because I thought it was in
2 days before my birthday. October.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was
on my came back on my birthday last year, I believe.
But Flash is coming back, Arrow's coming back, Legends is coming back, so I need you to get the fucking vice principals in and out your system, so that we can get on our shows when they're back.
Oh, dude, like, it's gonna stop me from watching of all the TV that sometimes I drop off on. That'll never happen with Flash or Arrow or Legends of Tomorrow. So help me God.
Tomorrow, I've dropped off that from time to time and jumped back in. So yeah,
I just finished Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like a couple days ago, like the last like couple episodes I had.
Oh yeah.
So I had
anybody interesting show up in that show?
Let's see. I mean, they've had the Inhumans. They've just had Inhumans. I mean, nobody like Black Bolt or anything like that. But next season they are going to have Ghost Rider.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting to fucking see that. They did have a guy that they made an Inhuman, and they almost made him like fucking Australian Gambit, where like he fucking like once he went through the Terrigen Mist and shit, he was like angry, like, oh god, he fucking falls to his knees and like his hand like hits a Coleman like plastic cooler that's sitting outside his house or his trailer, and he touches it and it fucking charges, like does the like charge, and it has like the glow and everything, and it just explodes.
Was it purple?
No, it wasn't purple. Mm. But I don't know who he was supposed to be. He never really landed on a name. He like kept throwing out names. I'd have to look it up, maybe. But they did have him charge up a chain, and it looked like fucking like Ghost Rider's chain.
Oh, okay.
But this new Ghost Rider they're going with, it's not this guy. It's not this guy that just picked up a chain and was doing that shit. They're going with the current Ghost Rider, which I guess is a Latino guy who drives like a fucking like a Charger, like a Dodge
Rider.
Charger. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. It's not a lowrider.
That was a Cholo Rider.
Cholo Rider. Oh, yeah, I just heard Low Rider. But it's like a muscle car. You know, fucking engine sticking up.
Fuck Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Suicide Squad, nigga. Give me your review, quick.
Suicide Squad was the shit. I loved it. I don't know why everybody's so pissy about it.
Fucking piss babies, bro. Piss babies, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love Suicide Squad. That shit was my jam. Batman was in it.
Yeah, Harley was perfect. Those two scenes with Batman in them were fantastic, and I really wish they had like a quick, like cool but kind of dumb scene where he fucking catches Killer Croc. You know, like whenever they were doing the montage of him getting everybody to, you know, throw him in Blackgate and shit.
I popped hard when Jesse Jones Flash showed up. I was like, no, because I wasn't expecting it. Like, said the first appearance of Flash in the DC Connected Universe would be in fucking Suicide Squad. Not counting that weird Flash we got coming through the portal to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, which is, it's the same kid. It's just he shaved the dumb mustache and cut his dumb hair. Because it just looked dumb as fucking Flash. I'm sorry. Like, he straight up, he looked like fucking classic Jesse Jones.
Jesse Jones 2009.
I love how we fucking reference people that nobody's ever heard of. And nobody knows. If this is going out nationwide and people are hearing, there's like...
Dude, we're global, bro. Remember, we have downloaders in fucking Russia and China and France.
Right.
And shit. They're big China. Jesse Jones fans in France. Huge. Huge Jesse Jones fans.
Yeah, they love him in France. Le Jesse Jones, they call it. Le Jesse Jones. that was really cool. Captain Boomerang was awesome.
Captain Boomerang was the shit, bro. Captain Boomerang was in a movie.
And from the moment they said that that dude Slipknot was going to be in that movie, I was just like, oh, he's going to be the example. He's going to be the example of the fucking bomb going off and their heads exploding because nobody knows who this guy is. And he sucks. Like, he's good at tying knots. That's actually
from one of the earliest Suicide Squad comics where Captain Boomerang tells him, hey, this is all bullshit. There's no bombs. But back then they had bombs in their arms and not in their neck. Oh, and he tries to run away and his arm blows off.
Okay.
And it was Captain Boomerang who told him, hey, this is bullshit. So it was directly from the comics.
Yeah.
So those niggas did their research. A lot of that shit was from the comics.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But, like, I mean, I've never really heard of Slipknot other than the band, you know? I've never
really shitty band, Slipknot.
Yeah.
So I would not want my superhero name to be anything like that.
I kind of like Slipknot. I like my favorite band. Dude, they put on a hell of a fucking live show, man. Like, that fucking show is the shit.
And you saw the Cirque du Soleil, but you don't see me buying their CDs.
And I've never bought a Slipknot CD, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it when I hear a song. Hear a ditty from Slipknot.
P. Diddy was in Slipknot. That's news to me.
Of course he is. He's in everything. He's Diddy. let's see. I like Jared Leto's Joker. I don't know. What did you think of it? Because I kind of liked it.
I thought it was okay. Yeah. I wasn't blown away. I didn't think he sucked, but I just thought it was okay. It was fine.
Right.
It was a Joker. I kind of felt bad for myself because I was super tired when I saw it. And the scene where he's in the helicopter but shooting up everything, I was dozing off during that part, so I didn't really get to the critical Joker scene. I was kind of halfway there.
Right, right. Well, I mean, from what I've heard, like Jared Leto said, like the amount of footage they shot, they could put together their own Joker movie, just solo movie, he said, with all the stuff of the Joker they cut out of the movie.
And do that as a Blu-ray extra feature. I will buy a Blu-ray if it's just like... Here's this Joker mini movie, a part outside of the Suicide Squad movie, or a Joker cut.
Yeah, well, our mutual friend Panda Black on Facebook, he posted something. He posted a link to a website that was like one of the deleted scenes in Suicide Squad, and is supposed to be like a showdown. It's supposed to be a flashback to right after Joker killed Jason Todd, and Batman was supposed to beat his ass so fucking bad that he smashed out every single one of his teeth. That's why the Joker has the gold caps. Okay, that's why the Joker has the grill. And he is so embarrassed by that that he tattooed damaged on his forehead. That was one of the things. And he felt so fucked up after that that he tattooed that smile on his hand so he'd cover his mouth when he laughed so nobody could, like, see all of his teeth when he laughed or whatever because he was so embarrassed by it or something like that.
That's fucking tits.
I know. That sounds awesome. I want to see the cut of that movie.
Maybe one day, Jim.
Where we get to see fucking Jason Todd fucking get worked over with that curl bar in the whole fucking beginning of Red Hood. Speaking of which, I got further in fucking Arkham Knight last night.
I was just thinking I haven't played it in a while and I need to get on it. Before we move on, give us your out of 10, your number out of 10. What would you give Suicide Squad?
Number out of 10. I'll say 8.
I'll give it a 7. Yeah. I thought it was really good. It could have been great, but it didn't reach that level. But I really, really liked it. All the characters were awesome and well represented. The story could have been better, but everything else around it was awesome.
Yeah, I think a lot of that was like probably like studio editing and shit like that. You know, just the way it sounds like when I've seen things online and everything. That's what it sounds like. It was a little bit of meddling in there, you know. But
I mean, it's a setup movie. It's like you can go. Yeah. You made this movie. Now you can make a sequel, and you can do pretty much anything you want because you don't have to establish the characters anymore. You can expand on them, but you don't have to establish them anymore.
And I kind of felt like they were trying maybe a little bit too hard to do kind of what Guardians of the Galaxy did, where it's just kind of like a ragtag team, and then they have like a, you know, classic rock soundtrack and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they maybe relied a little too heavily on that, but it wasn't awful. You know, I still loved it. Killer Croc wanted BET in his fucking cage at the end. That shit fucking cracked me up, man. But that's all he wanted was fucking BET. show him at the very end on that fucking sewer couch watching fucking big brown asses fucking
Booty butt cheeks.
Booty butt cheeks. Oh, man. That shit fucking had me roll. Because that's like, and then I saw somebody like, somebody I'm friends with on Facebook like try to call that out, being all like, oh, that's racist, this is racist. I'm like, I don't know, because like Killer Croc, like however you portray him, and nobody's denying that he did, you know, had like the, you know, left kind of Ebonics fucking sound to him or whatever, but like I don't think it was outwardly racist. I think they just, you know, they wanted him to be kind of the black guy. I don't think it's really racist, though. I don't think it is.
I don't,
because Killer Croc's always been kind of a dumb character. I hit him with a rock, you know, like, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I feel like he's like a, like the fucking gangster type that would just like, he's gangster muscle, so he's just dumb, and he, that's all he wants is to just fucking watch BET. Like, that's like the same thing as hit him with a rock to me, you know?
Like, that's how is it not sexist that fucking Harley Quinn wants a cappuccino maker, but it's racist that he wants to watch BET on TV?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. People think things are racist all the time.
Oh, she's a white bitch. She must love coffee. White hoes love their coffee.
Pumpkin spice. Black people
love BET. Archetypes, yeah, are fun.
So
7 for me, 8 for Jim. Moving on, pro wrestling. Kenny Omega won the G1.
Kenny Omega.
Finn Balor won the world fucking Galaxy Universe title.
Yeah.
Fucking. Adam Cole won the ROH world title.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good match, too.
Yeah.
Man, that was awesome. Really glad I got to watch that. I've been watching ROH week to week on my Fight TV app.
I have the Fight TV app, and I know ROH comes on it. I just never watch it.
Yeah.
Because I have too much fucking wrestling to watch. Cruiserweight Classic, by the way, spoilers, is fucking awesome.
Oh, man, Cruiserweight Classic is on.
Shout out to my nigga Rick Finch. I'm always sitting in front row. Like, if you watch Cruiserweight Classic, there's like one hot girl in the front row or in the whole Full Sail building, because, you know, Full Sail wrestling fans aren't really going to pull hot bitches. My friend Rick, you know, us, we only pull the finest. So... right there front row, I was like, I know Rick's sitting in front row, I gotta find him. I saw this hot chick with blonde hair, I'm like, that must be his girlfriend. So I look slightly to the right, I see a dude with a giant beard and a Macho Man shirt, I'm like, there's Rick. And if you watch last week's show, he was wearing a sweet ass Ric Flair shirt. So shout out to my buddy Rick Fincham down there in Florida, holding it down for the ROCPC.
Keep bringing hot chicks to wrestling, please.
Make wrestling chicks hot again. Shout out to Cosmic Brownies. Okay. Is that what we're going down on?
Yeah. You do what?
You said like a Cosmic Brownie in your hand.
Oh, no, it's not a brownie. It's dugouts and low expectations.
Oh, okay. It looked chocolatey. I got really excited.
It does. It's got a marble kind of look to it. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it looks from far away. I could see. Yeah,
especially when you're holding it below the Skype buttons.
Yeah.
But let's see. So Cruiserweight Classic, fucking incredible.
Oh, dude. It's just
my pick is TJ Perkins to win. I'm calling it now.
TJ Perkins?
I think TJP is going to win.
Well, I, as of last week, I was going to say, I was thinking Johnny Gargano might take it all, but he got beat by TJ Perkins. So, which is fine. Johnny Gargano's fucking hot. I bought one of his shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees the other day.
See, I would love to buy a Johnny Gargano shirt, but all his shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees suck. I want a shirt with his happy face logo and Johnny Gargano or Johnny Wrestling on it. That's all I want, and none of his shirts have that.
That's the one I got. I got one that it's like the smiley face, and then there's like, I don't know, two like weird cartoon cats or whatever, but it's like pretty basic, and it, Johnny Gargano, the whole shebang on it.
I think I didn't like the whole shebang. I think that's why I didn't get it.
It's black and white. I liked it.
Okay, I'm looking at his. I'm pulling up his store now. But gotta love Johnny Wrestling.
I noticed him and Ciampa have a section on WWE Shop now with the DIY shirt. So I was like, I better get one of these before, because I think they're about to go to Raw, and they're probably going to have to shut their PWT stores down.
Yeah. That shirt is garbage.
Yeah, I love that.
The DIY shirt.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the shirt I got. I was like, fuck you, man. That's what I thought you were talking about.
The DIY shirt is awful. I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's not good. It looks like one of the fucking clothesline apparel kind of, where it's like they've got fighters' names on them and shit. Yeah, it's not a great shirt.
I did get that. Did you see that vintage Shinsuke Nakamura shirt that I got?
Oh.
It's got like Shinsuke Nakamura in cursive, then it has like his hands doing like this. It has like the kanji for his name, and then it says King of Strong Style.
Yeah, I did see that.
So you
did
send me the picture. Sweet. I love that shirt so much.
I do. I want to get the Rob Schamberger Shinsuke shirt with the just where it's just the picture of him fucking doing the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to get that. That's also my lock screen on my phone now. That picture? Yeah,
Jimsuke Nakamura.
Jimsuke Nakamura, the king of wrong style.
Dude, I popped so fucking hard when I saw that shit.
That's awesome. I'm glad you like that.
Oh, yeah. Shinsuke Nakamura is fucking NXT champion, by the way. He killed it with Samoa Joe.
Skeet. That fucking match, dude. He fucking legit broke Samoa Joe's jaw, is what I heard.
No, that's not legit.
Hey, buddy, brother.
That's a little kiss fizzle.
Yeah. God damn, what a fucking like hard ass match though, man.
Dude, what a fucking month in wrestling.
I know, man. Like
on top
all
of my
like,
shitty ass birthday, fucking Nakamura winning the fucking title. Yeah. Asuka kicking the shit out of Bayley.
Yeah.
Until she was fucking dead.
Yeah. Even though we love Bayley. But
there's nothing more fun than watching somebody get the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah. Asuka is my woman.
That's Bay.
I take her as mine. Yes. I just didn't want to say that word. Oh man, she's fucking awesome. She's fucking her entrance was fucking badass too.
Yeah.
Where she just like was carrying that sheet like all the way down to the ring. And then Shinsuke had that fucking dude just wailing on that fucking violin. God damn, NXT was hot that night.
And then SummerSlam happened. What'd you think of SummerSlam?
Oh, boy. Something that could have been really great. It just kind of fell apart. I don't know.
Really? 'Cause I really dug SummerSlam. I thought it was fucking awesome. The matches that delivered killed it.
Yeah, the matches themselves, I love. I think for me, it was more about, like, and I've fucking gotten over this. I'm like, I reached the peak of anger where it was just like, I can't be angry at this anymore. Let's stop this. Like, it's draining me. But I wasn't crazy about where they placed the matches on the card, especially with like the main titles and everything. And you're introducing a brand new championship. You think that would go on maybe right before Orton and Brock? Because I'm not saying it would be stupid of me to say, oh, Orton and Brock should have went on in the middle of the show. No, they shouldn't. It's Brock Lesnar and Randy Orton. Like, I'm not dumb. Of course you put them in the fucking main event slot. You're trying to fucking sell tickets. You're trying to put asses in seats, you know? But I definitely think the Universal title should have went on right before that. Tag team match, like they were having such a good match, and then they had to throw John fucking Stewart into it again. Why? The match was going really good. They were having a really good fucking in-ring tag team fucking match that was fucking like going yard. Xavier and Kofi, like, they very rarely get to fucking team up, but dude, they were fucking on point that night, man. Both them two, Gallows and Anderson, they were having such a great fucking match, and there was no goddamn need to fucking throw John Stewart in there. None whatsoever. It ruined the flow of a fucking really great match. And that's what I'm mostly pissed off about.
I can see that. But yeah. AJ Styles versus John Cena was fucking tits.
Oh, lit, fam.
KO lit. And Jericho versus Enzo and Cass was awesome.
Yeah.
Charlotte and Sasha fucking killed each other and it was fucking amazing.
Jesus Christ. Like, that fucking... I know she was trying to do some kind of like drop down backbreaker on the turnbuckle.
And
I don't know, something went wrong.
She only hit like the bottom part of her body.
Yeah.
And the top part of her body just went straight down onto her head.
It's like, how do you miss from that? All you got to do is just like pick her up and then set her back down again, right in the place that you had her laying. But
if Sasha didn't weigh 90 pounds, she would have a broken neck right now. And that fucking tope she did on the outside on the Raw match.
That was a fucking, yeah.
And no,
that
fucking, when she did that Rana, she almost landed on her head also.
Yeah. But
other than that, that match is fucking incredible.
It was killer. Good.
Fucking opener was great. Cena and AJ was great. Charlotte and Sasha was great. Finn and what's his name was great. Seth Rollins was great. Tag match was good except for the interference. Orton and Lesnar was Orton and Lesnar.
Yeah. It didn't really like meet any expectations, and then they had the whole TKO finish.
So obviously that's six matches on the main card. Everything else you could consider is filler. That's fucking a decent amount of good matches.
Yeah.
So
just that show was so long, though. Like,
it was really long.
Oh, man, it was long.
But I didn't have shit to do.
Oh, man. Like, they could have shortened that a little bit. To at least just make it 4 hours, you know? I don't think you need, what was it, 6 hours of with fucking...
The 2 hour pre-show.
Yeah, that's a little much. Especially, I guess, if you watch it. And even if you didn't watch a pre-show, it was still like, my God. Because I didn't know that the actual show started at 6 o'clock. And the night before, I had watched fucking NXT TakeOver and didn't get done with it until late. Because I got off work late and was way too fucking hyped up to sleep. And so I was awake all night. Went to work, came back home, and I was like, and I was supposed to go over to Brian and Mary's, and I was just like, I got a hold of Brian. I was like, dude, you got to let me sleep for like 2 hours. I'll be over there at 7 for the start of the show. And he's like, oh, dude, the show starts at 6. Motherfucker. So I got to sleep maybe an hour, hour and a half after sleeping not all night. And then I just got up and I was just like, I just popped up out of bed, started putting my shoes and my pants back on, went out the door, and just fucking left. I was like, oh.
So you didn't see the pre-show?
No.
You didn't see Sami Zayn and fucking the Dudley Boys and...
I want to go back and watch the Cesaro Sheamus match because it looked like it was pretty badass. They've been doing good shit. Like, Sheamus, like, now that they've got him, they're pairing him up with Cesaro in matches and shit. Like, you're getting the best out of Sheamus right now, I think.
Yeah, I think Cesaro's, like, the best opponent for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Because both of those guys are huge, and they can fucking, like, trade blows back and forth and make it look big and cool, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't work well with Sheamus. So I think that's definitely a strong point to Cesaro. But other than that, SummerSlam, I liked it. Jim, not so much. Then we get to Raw, Finn Balor, stripped of the title because he fucked up his shoulder. So no Finn Balor for 6 months. Hopefully he makes a surprise appearance at the Royal Rumble. That's my prediction right now.
I'm hoping he comes back like quick, like John Cena did.
Dude, nobody's like, made out of John Cena fucking Antimania.
They said 6 months, I'm coming back in three or something, like whatever it was. And I'm like, oh, I hope so. That'd be awesome. God damn it. God damn it. Like, every time I fucking think about it, dude, like, and I know he's got to fucking feel, like, shitty about it, but man, like,
the feud was supposed to be Finn Balor and Seth, not Seth Rollins, Finn Balor and Kevin Owens was supposed to be the feud.
Was, oh, God, that would have been fantastic. That was the
planned feud.
Oh my God, that would have been amazing. A
couple of months.
But instead, we'll get
to tonight where we have a fatal four away. Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, and Big Cass. Fatal four away elimination for the Universal World title. Jim, what the fuck just happened?
Oh my God. I'll tell you what fucking happened. Triple H came out there and
Daddy came out
and instantly became my fucking hero and my favorite person ever. Comes out, wham, hits Roman Reigns with pedigree. It was like, oh, what the fuck, Triple H? We haven't seen Triple H since fucking WrestleMania. Exact words, fucking. and so he picks up Seth Rollins, picks up Roman Reigns, throws him into the fucking ring. Picks up Seth Rollins, throws him in there, pinned, 1, 2, 3, Roman's eliminated. Now Triple H is walking around, picks up Kevin Owens, slides Kevin Owens in the ring, gets in there, looks at Seth, walks over to Kevin Owens. Everybody thinks, oh my God, he's going to pedigree Kevin Owens. No, you stupid motherfuckers. He turns around and pedigrees Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens pins him and becomes a new Universal Champion. Shit. It's popping off like crazy right now, man.
Mer-Bear is the champion.
Woo! Holy shit, dude. Holy shit, dude. There's no words. There are no words. I don't know where you go from here. I don't know what I want to see from here. So we go
from T-Bird giving Nigga Jim a video file with Kevin Steen versus Nigel McGuinness from 2008. All the way to today, where that motherfucker that was 300 pounds doing moonsaults and shits is now the champion of the universe.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I know. Of the biggest wrestling company on God's green earth, you know? The man. Like, he is the man.
I told Kevin Steen that the first time I met him. I was like, hey, I showed my friend Nigga Jim the match with Nigel McGuinness. Now you're his favorite wrestler ever. He's like, oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So, and now he's the world champion. How crazy is that?
It's amazing. It's fucking amazing. And like, as awesome as I feel right now.
Even though he blocked me on Twitter. Even though.
Part of the gimmick, baby. Part of the gimmick, baby.
it literally broke my heart to see that I was blocked by Kevin Owens on Twitter. Like, I cried, bro. Like, it hurt my feelings. Like, my emotions were all fucked up. I was suiciding over the diamonds and the rubies in the jacuzzi because Kevin Owens blocked me on Twitter.
And that's the exact kind of response Kevin Owens wants. Yeah.
It hurt.
He wants you to kill him.
Hurt my soul. I think I'm wearing a Ring of Honor shirt right now. Look at that.
Boom. Yeah, you are. Yeah. But like, as fucking hyped as I am with Kevin Owens winning, and it's so fucking awesome. I might fucking completely cry when Sami Zayn wins. Like, the day that man. Because that would be fucking amazing. But this is fucking amazing.
Incredible, bro. Like, Kevin Steen is the champion of WWE, fucking with his belly, with his beard, and fucking a t-shirt and gym shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing but that. Just fucking dressing like a fucking big dude going to the gym, you know?
That you don't want to fuck with or get on his machine when he's looking at it.
Because that is essentially what I looked like when I dressed out for fucking gym in high school. And sometimes with boots. I'm not going to lie, because fucking sometimes I just didn't bring my my tennis shoes because I didn't.
And you wore a lot of Doc Martens back then.
I just didn't fucking. No, it was a lot of Walmart boots, work boots.
It was Nurse Martens.
Nurse Martens. Man, like, I can't fucking wait to get to Monday next week.
Bro.
Like, I'm fucking dying to get to Monday next week just to see, like what's the deal with, like, what's the relationship of Triple H with Raw and Stephanie's there, but her and Mick Foley are in charge of the show now, and, like, oh, man, like, Triple is H this... is
daddy, and when daddy comes home, he gets what he wants. Yeah. He gets that big piece of chicken.
Yeah. See, this is kind of the way I wanted the whole Authority storyline to go out. You know? Like, I wanted them to bring, because Kevin Owens and Triple H, it always seemed like Triple H, or Kevin Owens was one of Triple H's boys, you know?
Yeah.
I always thought they should have brought, instead of bringing Kane and fucking Big Show, all the whole mess that became, bringing Kevin Owens as your fucking heater, as your fucking muscle for Seth Rollins. And then eventually, like, Kevin Owens, like, you know, gets too big for his britches and fucking goes after fucking Seth Rollins for the title. And, like, Seth, you know, Triple H is like the guy in the middle trying to keep them apart and shit, trying to keep the Authority together. And then Triple H turns on Seth Rollins. That's kind of the way I always saw this whole thing, the whole Authority angle turning out.
But now we got something new. We can see what's going to happen with this fucking... Yeah, yeah, it could be like Triple H and his NXT clique taking over fucking WWE and shit. Now he has the Cruiserweights coming in.
I was thinking clique too. I was thinking some kind of clique too. And I almost, in my head, I almost think like they're going to bring in Gallows and Anderson just because of the Too Sweet thing. And Triple H was in the clique. Yeah. I don't know. There's a part of me that thinks he's going to do that. That would be an awesome fucking group though. That'd be a great group.
The club and the Owens Club.
And then I don't know, like, what cruiserweight would you bring in?
Gargano and Ciampa.
Gargano and Ciampa?
Yeah, because Tommaso Ciampa is a scary man.
Tommaso Ciampa, I would almost say eventually, you know, break up Gargano and Ciampa to put Ciampa just in that group. Yeah. This is their solo cruiserweight guy.
You could have one of those big juiced up cruiserweights like fucking Tony Nese or fucking Drew Gulak or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But he'd be good in there too. He'd be good in the Triple H NXT ish clique. Yeah. New blood or whatever.
Yeah, like a new blood angle. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Triple H's crew versus Stephanie's crew. You have a Survivor Series or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what have you been thinking of SmackDown? Speaking of the brand extension,
I think last week they finally hit the stride.
Yeah,
I think last week was their defining show, and it all is thanks in part to AJ and Ziggler and the motherfucking Miz, and it wasn't even on that fucking actual show; it was on the after show. That's
Jim's favorite wrestler of 2016, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I fully admit I did not like him this whole time.
For the last 10 years.
But it's the fucking, the catalyst of this whole thing has been Maryse. She's been the fucking spark of this entire thing that has fucking brought him to fucking doing what I feel like he should have been doing this entire time, like really playing up the fucking A-list factor.
Now, I've been very vocal about my dislike for The Miz, but I will be the first to say, when The Miz is on, he can be fucking on. Because I was there when he won Money in the Bank in Kansas City, and he cut an awesome promo. When Miz has confidence, he can be like a very believable person, very confident, and like when he believes his shit, you believe it too. But when he's going through the motions, he's the fucking worst person in the world.
And when you got one of the fucking hottest women on your arm, nothing will give you that much confidence in the world, you know? Like, he's got all the confidence.
Well, he has to like make her remind her why she's with him and not with somebody sexy like Daniel Bryan or someone else around there. But
that's what I'm saying. Nothing gives you confidence like fucking having a beautiful woman right fucking there, you know, like it. And fucking Miz is, it's definitely showing that. And just the way they've been like really like PDA and shit.
Wearing an orgy mask.
Yeah, but the fucking Eyes Wide Shut mask. Yeah, that was fucking great. There was like the week before last week, there was this bit where like him and fucking Maurice just started like crawling up on the table and crawling at each other and started kissing right in front of Renee Young. And then they go to commercial and then they come back and they're both laying on the table, just fucking staring at each other. The shit was hilarious. Like, I love The Miz now. And that fucking promo, there was so much fucking passion in that promo of probably just frustration of, you know, assholes like me and you know, talking shit about him on the internet.
Shitting on him, which is warm to shitting on. But hey, Miz, this one's for you.
Yeah. Because God damn it, dude. God damn it. Like, he hit on something.
Did something well, and I would do this.
Yeah.
Now, when you do something shitty, like the Marine 2, we will say, hey, or the Marine 3, whatever the fuck Marine when we watched that didn't record, that was a piece of shit.
Oh, man. The lost episode?
The lost episode, bro. One of the many lost episodes. I'm pretty sure there were like two others.
Yeah. So, man, I don't know. Just the possibilities are endless right now, you know? Everything's just like
it's a really whole new world with Kevin Owens running it and shit.
Kevin Owens running the fucking show. AJ Styles, I'm sure will. I'm gonna call it. I think AJ's gonna win it back.
Dude, he has to. There's no other option.
Yeah, I believe he's gonna win it back. Did you watch the Stone Cold podcast with Dean Ambrose?
No, I didn't.
Oh man, what a weird interview. Dude, you want to watch like the most awkward hour of fucking television possible. Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened, but like Ambrose doesn't want, like, is so uncomfortable about talking about his like personal life and like how he grew up and everything. Stone Cold keeps asking him about it.
What did he ask him? Because I keep hearing this, but what did he ask him? Like,
I mean, I don't know specifically. He was asking him about his dad and about his mom and his whole upbringing and everything. And Ambrose was real, like, dodgy about everything. Like, just did not want to talk about, like, the way he grew up or, you know, whatever the fuck. Just basically, it was like, you know, my dad wasn't there. My mom worked a job to fucking support us. And, you know, that was it. And he was, like, trying to get into the wrestling talk. And they started getting into the wrestling talk. And then for some reason, it's like Ambrose told Austin right to his face that he had started in like 2008 or something, or was doing something, did something with CZW in 2008, whatever it was. And Austin said something about like, so was the ultimate goal, were you trying to get to WCW maybe at the time, or were you trying to go to WWE? And Dean Ambrose was like, it was 2008. WCW was long gone. It was so weird. I was like, Austin, is your brains going? What's going on? Why are you asking about WCW in 2008? Like, that's not what was going through his fucking head. Like, I don't know. It was such a, dude, go and watch it. It's such a weird fucking interview. Such a weird interview. But,
let me see. I'm trying to think. There's a few other things that I wanted to get off before we get out of here. Riot Fest is coming up, so get ready for that shit.
Ooh, nice.
I'm super excited for that shit. We're going to see some Morrissey live, some Misfits live and shit.
Is it Slayer or Pantera's drummer that I saw was going to be drumming with the Misfits?
I have no clue because I don't know either of their drummers.
I just saw a fucking thing today.
Let's see.
But yeah, they said he was going to be like touring with him. But I did hear, weren't they supposed to be? It just says
Glenn Danzig, Jerry Only, and Doyle Von Frankenstein. That's so who's drumming.
Oh. Weird.
But yeah, so that's going to be so fucking tits.
That would be awesome to see like fucking Danzig with the fucking Misfits again.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't even like the Misfits, but.
Yeah.
It's fucking first time in 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a historic. It's a historic thing. Who else is going to be there? Anybody good?
Everybody good? Shit. Everybody good? Let's see. So we got... I wish this shit would be bigger, but... Let me see.
Oh, I forgot to mention... right after the fucking... the four-way match and Kevin Owens won, I bought my ticket to Raw next week, so...
I was going to ask if you were going to Raw next week.
Yay!
You gotta watch the coronation of Kevin Owens. It's the Kevin Owens God. Show.
Yes, it's just kind of starting to dawn on me that that's what's happening next week, and it's here, and I'm gonna get to fucking see it. Oh shit!
So let's see. I'm sure we've gone over this list before, but we got the original Misfits, Morrissey, who I'm a huge Morrissey fan. Flaming Lips, who I don't like. Ween, who I don't know. Death Cab for Cutie, who I'm okay with. I like their early shit. Rob Zombie performing Astro Creep 2000.
Oh, wow.
Social Distortion performing White Light, White Heat, White Trash. I'm not a big Social D fan. Like, I realized that two Riot Fests ago. For a punk band, they're very, very mild.
Right.
Like you guys are around in the 80s. You should be a little bit faster than this.
Right.
A bunch of people this shit. Sleater-Kinney, really awesome lesbian band. Brand New, who I love. Nasty Nas. Let's see. Deftones. Jimmy Eat World. Refuse. NOFX. Bad Religion. Fuck Pierce the Veil. They suck. Fuck anybody that likes that band. They're fucking terrible. Let's see. Under Oath, awesome. Motion City Soundtrack's Final Show, one of my favorite bands of all time. I'm going to cry a lot. Thursday, let's see. Hives, Bob Mould from WCW Creative Team. Glassjaw, Me First and Gimme Gimmies, Meat Puppets, Tiger Army, Wonder Years, The Jizza, Method Man and Red Man, Jim's Uncle D. Snyder. The Twisted Sister. Jim's cousin, Andrew W.K.
That'd be a good show to see.
He plays every year. Like, Andrew W.K. and Guar are like guarantees for every year. So Guar is on there as well. Leftover Crack. Let's see. Smoke Pope's Fucked Up. I'm really excited to see Fucked Up. Love Fucked Up. Damien Abraham, huge wrestling fan. The Falcon. Love The Falcon. They're from Chicago. Dillinger Escape Plan. There's a band called Juliet Lewis and the Licks. I don't know if that's really Juliet Lewis or if they just call their band that. That'd be kind of awesome if it was.
That's kind of funny. Oh,
she's
man.
A Scientologist.
Ew. That fucking documentary creeped me the fuck out.
You know,
man.
It was such a great documentary.
It was a great documentary, but just. That whole idea just fucking freaked me the hell out.
Oh, yeah, that is Juliet Lewis's band.
No shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess you've done making movies like What About Bob and is singing fucking rock songs.
Who knew Juliet Lewis had a band? I certainly didn't. I had no idea.
In under associated acts, it has H2O and plus 44. I love H2O. Really awesome straight edge hardcore band from New York. Gotta love that shit.
So, we got to go in.
What else you got going on, Jim, before we get the fuck out of here? Because it's getting close to that time.
Oh, I mean, nothing much. Raw next week in beautiful. Kansas City, Missouri, and then I will be in beautiful Chicago, baby.
Baby.
Oh man, so nothing to, you know, if you're in Kansas City, Missouri, come to Crookston Club, get down on some Scandinavian food.
Boom, lutefisk.
Lutefisk? Well, we don't have that, so I can't say lutefisk.
You promised us lutefisk the first time you plugged this fucking restaurant, and I now said, you niggas are reneging on lutefisk.
It was a one. It was an over the weekend special. Okay, like I did not control the lutefisk. We just happened to have lutefisk the week you asked me if we did. So, suck it.
I ate the lutefisk.
Can I give our mutual friend Panda Black a shout out here?
Oh yeah, Panda Black, shout out the Thrifty Niggle podcast. Yeah, subscribe to that shit. Content. Also on Podomatic.
Yeah, comp that shit. I fucking listened to it today. It was pretty funny.
I died. It was funny when Panda Black was talking to no one else. It was like, that's the funniest part.
Yeah, it was a mess. Yeah.
He's clearly the gimmick. He's the Luke Gallows of that podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, go to thriftyniggle.podomatic.com and fucking check out their shit.
Yeah,
that's good.
And Jim can say it.
Yeah, I can say it with 100% certainty. Oh, the title. I thought you said I could say it was good or not, but you're saying the title.
Yeah.
The title, it's fun to say. I don't know. Like, it's a silly fucking title, and I like saying it.
All right, shout out to PBHG, holding it down with his piss kiss. We got to get him on the show one day. Hopefully for the live show, a lot of you guys come out, all 70 of you listeners come out, show us some love, show us some support. I'm going to have some awesome guests that I'm trying to book, so be on the lookout. Hopefully I'll be able to contact these fucking Pod Slam people so I know how much time we actually have. Let me do this math, because it's a 12-hour event and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 9 shows with a 12-hour podcast marathon. We gotta have some motherfucking time.
I would imagine we've had at least an hour.
Yeah, we gotta have an hour.
Maybe.
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, we don't ever set a timer for this show. Like, it might come in at 2 hours. It might come in at 3 or 1. Just depending on how much we have to talk about, really.
How much shit we want to bore you guys with. And I hear we got to keep this shit short. So we're gonna wrap this shit up. So, guys, September 24th, I already lost the venue. September 24th, Bughouse Theater, 12 straight hours of live podcasting. Show up, donate, show some love, show some support. Spread the word to your friends. This is going to be so much fun. Nigga Jim's going to be here.
No, I'm going to be in Chicago, baby.
Baby.
I can't wait. I'm pretty excited.
It's going to be so fun. So after we shut this shit down, we better make those arrangements. But follow Big Nigga Jim on Twitter at
Sweet Jim Reaper.
Follow this show on Twitter at
Rock Wrestling PC.
Follow Myman on Twitter at
Myman Fishbaugh.
Follow Jesse Jones on MySpace at
The Jesse Jones Fan-Based Online Site.
VampireFreaks.com/Jesse Jones.
I don't even get to see Jesse all that often. It would just do nothing but fucking.
Dude, if he heard this show, he would probably either kick our asses or cry.
Probably cry. I can see him crying. I can't really see him raising up to me in anger with fists flying.
The idea of a Jesse Jones fist cracks me up, because it's not likely.
It's like a little angry squirrel. Like, aw. You
That's been our show, ladies and gentlemen. So we hope to see you guys all on September 24th. Hopefully we get another show in before live podcast goes down. But if not, we'll see you guys live on Logan Square. For Nigga Jim, my name is Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock.
And Wrestling to Sweet Mayhems. Bam! Podcast.
Thank you, Jim.
Could be a hole in one. Yeah?
Yeah. Lovely, yeah.
Fantastic.
Good work.
Yeah.